Last year, the Crosby Textor Research Company did a national survey on marriage equality, and it found 72% across the nation. It focused on about 20 electorates in regional and rural Australia and found that the level of support was about 65%. So only a few percentage points behind the national average. And that's certainly my experience as well. There might be slightly less support in regional and rural Australia, but only a small gap. And certainly there's a majority of rural Australians who support this reform.
So that study found that regional Australians do still support same-sex marriage, but not to the extent that people in the city do.
I don't think it's a surprise that there will be slightly less support in rural and regional Australia. That's probably because there are fewer gay couples living in the bush than there are in the big city. And we know that it's familiarity with same-sex couples that will often make a difference on this issue. What Crosby Textor also found was amongst people who know a gay person, who are related to a gay person or work with a gay person, support for marriage equality was something like 77%. But for those who don't know someone who's gay, it was 50%. So obviously in small towns and regional centres where there are fewer gay couples, then there'll be less familiarity with same-sex couples. But I've found that over the last couple of decades, certainly in the last census and the one before that, the biggest increases in the numbers of same-sex couples have been in regional and rural Australia, because more and more same-sex couples are either staying in regional and rural areas or moving there as sea and tree changes. In fact, the ghetto in the middle of Sydney, in the middle of Melbourne, those ghettos are emptying, and more people are living in rural and regional Australia who are gay because there's increased tolerance. And that compounds itself because, as I said, the more people are familiar with same-sex couples, the more tolerant they become, and in turn, more same-sex couples live there. And that's why we see, I think, an increase in support in regional and rural areas, and certainly a strong majority in favour.
Why do we still see this opposition to an extent to same-sex marriage by some regional politicians?
Well, frankly, I think it's because they're still thinking in terms of a decade ago or two decades ago, when there were hardly any same-sex couples who were out and visible in regional and rural areas.
So you don't think they understand their constituents?
No, I think they're out of touch. They're still thinking that if you go, you go and live in Darlinghurst. They don't understand that that more and more gay couples are living in rural and regional areas, and that is having a really dramatic and rapid impact on community attitudes. They just haven't caught up yet.
There are many gay, lesbian and bisexual farmers out there and LGBT people living in regional Australia. What's your view of the National Party, which traditionally reflects the views of farmers? What role should they be playing in this debate?
I'd like to see the National Party step up and more strongly support marriage equality from the point of view of the importance of this reform for communities. The National Party has traditionally been a community-minded party. It supports regional and rural communities. And we know that marriage equality is good for communities. Marriage equality is about inclusion. It's about building stronger communities and stronger relationships. And that's a fundamental part of the National Party's platform, about ensuring that regional and rural communities are resilient, that they're strong, that everyone feels included, that everyone feels able to participate and contribute to their local communities. When there's discrimination in the law, that drives a wedge in communities. It can drive people away, and it means that fewer people or people feel less able to participate and contribute to community life. So I think simply from the community perspective, from the point of view of inclusion and building resilient relationships, families and communities, the National Party has a really important role here. It should be advocating for this reform. It shouldn't be standing in the way.